is conditional use number 2623, TPE DE SU 300A LLC, TPE DE SU 300B LLC, TPE DE SU 300C LLC.
This is an ordinance that grants a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for solar arrays to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County, containing 498.53 acres more or less. The properties are lying on the southwest corner of Zor Road, which is Sussex County Route 48, and Lawson Road, which is Sussex County Route 296. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 21, parcels 75.00 and 138.00. Submitted into the record, Madam Chair, we have a copy of the applicant's presentation materials, a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, we have a copy of the applicant's conditional use site plan, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, we have a copy of a deed for the property, we have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response letter, and I would note we have received zero comments, thank you, other than the one we just received, which we will put in the record.
Thank you. And just for, while we're waiting for the applicant to come forward, we'll incorporate everything in the record that was general as to solar arrays from the last hearing into this one, as well as the comments from the gentleman who spoke in favor.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson. And I'm turning the meeting over to Mr. Collins.
Okay.
Thank you.
See ya. You can go ahead and proceed, and you again need
you
to state your name for the record all over again. So.
Thank you. Back again. My name is John Falkowski, a civil engineer with Becker Morgan Group, 309 South Governors Avenue, Dover, Delaware. Here again with the same team, and ask that again. I've already stated it a few times now, but carrying testimony from the and presentation through to these. Next up is TPE DE SU 300. A, repeated B, C, and D. This is actually located in Georgetown. It is four co-located projects. That was a recent change that allows co-located community solar projects with the Public Service Commission. And so you've seen maybe one or two of these now. This would be four megawatt ground tracking systems for a total of 16 megawatts. And you can see the designation here for each A, B, C, and D.
Excuse me. Would the gentleman over there please, if you have a conversation, take it outside. Thank you.
Sorry. So the areas outlined in green there, you see the A, B, C, and D. Their total areas, the total conditional use areas total up to 213 acres. And for the record, that's site A being 24.57. Site B being 28.04, C is 27.98, and D 21.99. The total fenced, that is the conditional, sorry, to clarify, the conditional use area of 213 acres is the pink line you see surrounding all of the green areas. The green fenced areas total to 102.58. Total parcel is the cyan line you see here, much larger parcel of 498.53 acres. Now you can see on this aerial, you can see the trees here in rows. This was a timber field that has been harvested in the past, in the mid-90s, about 30 years ago. A little later, it was harvested once. It's actually currently being harvested again by the property owner who is here tonight. But this parcel is being harvested, was planned to be harvested, whether solar was coming or not. That's how the property was purchased, and that's how they're using the property. You'll see the gap between A and B here. There's actually a Delmarva Power high-voltage transmission line that runs north-south through the property line, and this area here is a substation. So this was an interconnection that was, an interconnection study was not required by Delmarva Power because of such a close proximity. They felt a study was not needed. So all others have the study completed. You can see here again, these are the solar arrays, just a colorized version. And again, the same typical gravel road that would come down, extend north-south, actually in the Delmarva easement, utilizing the existing access that's there. It would come in, and then each one would peel off to access the inverters, and then that one comes all the way down, as you see there. So that'd be the same typical gravel road section of 14 foot wide with turnarounds and fire, you know, Knox box protections and that sort of thing.
On that, just has DPNL signed off on that access road? Because I've run into situations where DPNL gets really weird about things within their easement, particularly, you know, these kinds of lines.
Yep, we are coordinating with them. We don't have a sign off, essentially, okay, an approval letter from them, but we've had similar situations in the past. They do consider it a right of way. So we're working with them. There's an existing road there now.
Okay.
So we'd like to utilize that and peel off.
Yeah, right.
So, but we'll continue coordination with them on that. Good question, though, that you can get hung up sometimes with Delmarva on doing anything in there.
Stormwater and roads and all sorts of things.
Yep. We would leave it open. We wouldn't propose to put the landscaping buffer or the meadow plantings within that easement. So that would stay around the perimeter of the facility. The only thing located in the easement would be the access, which is currently partially there. As far as letters, Jamie, just a point of clarification. There was an additional letter that was submitted, but it might have been submitted generically. It was submitted by the Sierra Club, Mr. Dustin Thompson. And just, we would like that to be part of the record. It was submitted a few weeks ago by Mr. Thompson. It might not be in the application record, but it was a letter of support, similar to the past speaker about support for community solar.
Do you have a copy?
I do not, but I can get it.
If you ever have a copy, we put it in the record. Otherwise, we're going to search for it and locate it.
So. Okay, I can get it to you following this meeting, but I do not have a copy with me. Apologize. Again, similar fencing, so whatever we decide on the landscaping composition and the fence buffer and the timing of that would carry forth on all these. The slides are identical. The difference here is the properties, the adjacent properties, you know, 500 feet and 300 feet. If I go back to the graphic here, you have a house here and over here. They're 300 to 500 feet away, and the decibels are very low at that point. And keep in mind the decibel rating that we're showing does not take into account fencing, landscaping, arrays that'll further, you know, lower that even more. That's just assuming inverters in the middle of a field with nothing. So, that should be it. We'll carry the same slides. They're identical other than this one. Well, this one actually was at the same meeting. Both of these were at the Georgetown Public Library on the same night, so that these two slides are identical for the last two projects. With that, happy to take any questions.
Okay, thank you. Let's see if anyone on the commission or members of staff have any questions. Let's start with Mr. Pettyjohn, please.
I have no questions at this time.
And?
No questions at this time.
No questions for me, Mr. Robertson, or staff?
None for me, thank you.
None for me, thanks.
All right, thank you very much. Let's see if anyone in the public has any interest in your application. All right, anyone who wants to speak in favor, please come to the podium now. And please state your name for the record.
Yeah, good afternoon. My name is Mark Baker. Our family owns this property and others in the same general area. My brother and I actively farm this ground along with those other farms in the area. So I just wanted to put a little testimony on the record here. We wouldn't have selected just any of our properties for this project, but we believe this site is ideal. Given that it's located next to the existing electrical infrastructure that you saw, high power or high voltage transmission lines, and directly behind the joint DP&L and Delaware Electric Co-op substation that's carved out of the property along Zor Road. This property has been active, as John said, in crop and tree production for decades now. completely cleared a little over 30 years ago. It has always been our intention to increase our row crop acres on this farm by converting some of the pine and adding irrigation to that. We plan to do that alongside this project, as hopefully as it moves forward. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about farming and solar. I know there's been some comments, or at least articles in the paper, I don't know what's taking place here, about solar herding farming. And I just wanted to state for us that this conditional use is important for our farming operation, actually. The project does use a very small percentage of our crop acres and a small percentage of the wooded acres on these two parcels. But it would provide a diversification of income during the ups and downs of the farm cycles, including years like the one that we're having right now, where it's extremely dry, input costs are extremely high, and we're dealing with low crop prices on top of that. So we have two full-time employees that work with us on the farm as well, and this would really help us stabilize the overall operation and help us make sure that we can keep farming this and the rest of our acres as well. So just in closing, as the property owner and family farmer of this property, you know, we obviously support the approval of this conditional use.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate your comments. Anyone else who wants to speak in favor? Okay, is there anybody who'd like to speak in opposition? All right, seeing none. Mr. Pettyjohn, what is your pleasure, sir?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer action on this permit for conditional use 2623.
Okay. All in favor?
Oh. A second. And aye.
All in favor of deferring
aye.
Action?
Aye.
Aye. And the chair votes aye. So we've